She is with the Postal Service Lansing Consumer Relations, as she is the coordinator. Sabrina, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, we're worried about our post office on Collins Road. I know you've been answering a lot of questions about this as we speak. Where do we stand with the Collins Road Post Office? I know a list was released. It may possibly close. Tell us about it.
As we speak, we're still here. As you know, last Thursday, Postmaster General Donahoe announced a plan to study approximately 250 processing facilities across the nation. And this study is just to look at our facilities in retrospect to the decline of first-class mail that we have seen over the last 5 years. The number of facilities needed to process this mail really isn't needed like we did before. So we're looking at these facilities, and we're looking at the transportation, we're looking at the equipment, we're looking at the space, and studying them to see the need and the necessity for them. So as it stands right now, Collins Road is still here. It is one of the ones that is being studied within Michigan, along with Saginaw, along with Kalamazoo, along with Iron Mountain up the UP, and along with the Jackson Customer Service Mail Processing Facility in Jackson. Now, this study will mean that possibly service standards would change. If you got your mail, like if you mailed it today and you get it tomorrow in the local area, that may change. So we're going to file an advance ruling with the Federal Register regarding that. But right now, the Lansing Mail Processing Center is still here. They expect the study to be completed sometime early 2012, and at that time, we'll find out what's going to happen. Before the study takes place, as the study goes on, there will be a public meeting to advise the public and inform them of the information and the study results that have been gathered so far.
So we're waiting for the study to be completed. We're waiting for the results of that study to be completed.
Yes.
We're waiting to find out if Collins Road is one of those post offices, the processing center to be closed, and there will be a public meeting to give us all that information when
there
the time comes.
Yes, and you know, if they do look at Lansing for possible, and they're looking at what they're calling consolidations. So if, you know, they do look at Lansing and there is a possible consolidation, it would be consolidated into the Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids has a processing facility. So, yes, like you said, we're waiting right now. It's hard to speculate, and so we're not going to speculate. We're just going to wait and let the study take its course and let it do what it's supposed to do and designed to do.
If it's decided that Collins Road's processing center should be shut down, how many folks could lose their jobs?
Well, we don't, like I said, right now, we're speculating right now, and we're not looking at loss of jobs. It could be, you know, transfers. You know, it could be people reassigned or relocated. So right now, as far as the employees are concerned, we're going to let our Human Resources Department handle that. We're going to work with our unions and follow the contract and the letter of the law regarding our employees. But just to answer your question, at Collins, they have over 400 employees in the processing plant right now.
Well, it would seem like such a large town that Lansing and the surrounding area is, going all the way to Grand Rapids would delay the mail that we got.
You know, I can't answer that question. I'm not in that particular field. That's for those who are studying to look at. And that's what the study, you know, is supposed to do and is designed to do. If they're going to look at all that.
This has got to be stunning for the employees of the Postal Service.
They're going to look at all that. I'm not sure. I haven't really been back out there to, you know, catch what's being said, so forth and so on. But as with anyone, I would imagine information like this is something, it's a lot to take in and to handle.
All right. Anything else new and newsy going on with the Postal Service?
No, we're still here, like I said. We still have our products to offer. We're still selling stamps, rubber stamps, and our flat rate packages. So like I said, we haven't gone anywhere.
And gearing up for Christmas.
Gearing up for Christmas, exactly. Exactly.
All right.
Making plans for that, Tony.
All right. Well, we will definitely stay in touch with
you.
As this story will affect a lot of people. Sabrina Todd is the Consumer Relations Coordinator for the Lansing Postal Service. Thanks so much, Sabrina.
You're welcome, Tony. Thank you.